Watch me, call.
Oh. That's you. Lucky me. Really? You're just going to walk away? Not even a sorry? If anything, I should be the one walking away. Thank you. See? Was that so hard? Where are you heading off to? In such a rush. Are you that excited to see your new girlfriend? Why so nervous? You look like you're going to die if you say anything. I just want to know where you're going. What is your problem? I could have sworn you weren't always this pathetic. Though, I guess a lot can happen in 4 months. Goddess, how was I ever into you? You're single? Wow. That breakup turned out so well for you, didn't it? Let me guess, you spent all this time not knowing what to do without me and tried to fill the whole of my absence with video games and masturbating, right? Or perhaps you tried looking for another girl, thinking, oh, surely it won't be so hard. I can find a woman better than her. Right? Pathetic. I was acting crazy? How was I acting crazy? It's completely normal to watch someone as they sleep to make sure they aren't having nightmares. Wait, were you not talking about that? Okay, fine. I watched you in your sleep sometimes, but never mind that. If that's not why you broke up with me, what was it? Oh, is that it? Seriously? Because I told your parents they wouldn't see you ever again because you'd be locked up in my basement? It was just a joke, you baby. Wait, how'd you get those screenshots anyway? I sent them? Goddess damn. Must have been drunk. Hey! Where do you think you're going? Don't leave yet. Let's talk for a bit longer, okay? Let's just catch up. Hey. Calm down, okay? Look. I'm sorry I pulled you into this alley. I'll let you go now. Do you promise not to run off? Okay. You promised? There we go. I missed you, you know? I know I was being a bit bitchy just a minute ago, but I just really missed you. Did you miss me? Actually, don't answer that. Your face is beet red right now. Are you nervous? Is it because we're in this alley? It is a tad dark, isn't it? Just ignore that. I want to tell you something. About those screenshots. I didn't mean it that way at all. I did plan to keep you in my basement and force you to rely on me, but I wanted it to be something you wanted just as much as me. I was getting everything set up. I had some friends who hacked into your phone a while ago, and your post history on Reddit was all about men being kept in basements by their women. Like, there were so many of your comments saying, I wish that was me, and it was adorable. I even had a dog cage that was being custom made and would have had your name on it. don't know why you ended things between us. But can we just start over? You know? You look so hot, all shy and flustered like this. I could just kiss you. Whoa! Stop squirming! It's just a little kiss. Just stand still and be quiet, okay? Okay, you know what? Shut up! Shut up! Just... hear me out, okay? I'm not trying to hurt you. I just don't understand why you ended things so abruptly. All I got was a text saying it's over. No explanation. I'm just, I don't know, confused, I guess. You were right. I was crazy, but I was crazy for you. Doesn't that mean anything to you? Wait. What's that poking me right now? Are you, perchance, hard? Is it because I have you pinned to the wall right now?
Wait, hold up, just stop struggling, I just want to...
Was that your phone? You have a message from... Is that Michael? That's why you broke up with me, isn't it? Because he told you. You were heading to his house to play fucking video games? Oh, that is it. This turns you on, doesn't it? Me being on top of you, pinning you down like this, taking advantage of you, making you beg me to get off of you like a little bitch. A lot happened in those 4 months after we broke up. While you were trying to replace me, or were playing video games, or masturbating like a poor little cock, I had to try to get over you in any way I could. I was sad, mad, confused, and I wanted answers. But guess what? You were nowhere to be found. I was so lost without you. How could you do this to me? And you couldn't even face me. You could have at least told me to my face. Michael, that fucking loser. You just let him come between us like that? Did you ever love me? Or was I just there because you got tired of your hand? No? It wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault. It was that damned Michael. You would never do something like that to me. You cherished me. You cared for me. Did everything with me. You loved me. I loved you and you loved me. You didn't care about the messages I sent to your parents. You didn't care about any of that. If you did, you would have brought that up sooner. It was all Michael's fault. But wait. If it's Michael's fault, and you loved me all along despite everything, why were you trying to stop me earlier?
No! No, no, no! Stop! Stop squirming! No!
Stop trying to call for help. No one can hear you. But just in case, I'll just shove these tits in your face. Yeah? You like that, right? Remember? I used to do this to you all the time. Anytime you asked, I'd pull out these breasts you're obsessed with and begin smothering your face in them. Sometimes you'd fondle them, lick them, suck them. It always made me so happy. Since you're being quiet again, I'm going to remove my breasts from your face now. I want you to see this. You were so obsessed with me. You were such a slut for me. That's all I thought about, you know? All I thought about was my little boy toy. Remember what we used to do together? I'd lay you in my lap, put my tit in your mouth, and stroke you until you popped. I would wrap my thighs around your head and force you to eat my pussy. Sometimes, when you were at work, I'd tease you all day and tell you the things I'd let you do to me when you get home. Then, only let you fuck my thighs. You enjoyed yourself all the same, though. Oh, those moans. I always loved hearing your desperate moans. Remember when we tried the Amazon position for the first time? We couldn't get it right, but you wanted to try it so bad that we kept doing it. And I got better at it. We almost always did it in that position. I even started to get a collar that said good boy on it. You still like being called a good boy, right? Was that a whimper? Well, I guess that's my answer, huh? Good boy. Who's a good boy? Who's my good boy? Who's my little slut? My little baby boy? Not you. Oh, were you close? Were you about to make a sticky little mess for me? Too fucking bad. Open your mouth, slut. Let me put my fingers in your mouth. Oh, these poor little balls feel so heavy. They're so full for me. I almost feel bad. Almost. Now get my fingers nice and wet. You want me to finish you off, right? I know you want this, slut. You were always so needy for me. You couldn't live without me. So you can probably imagine my surprise when you ended it between us, just like that. Shh. Don't try to apologize. I wasn't done talking. I was finally beginning to get over you, by the way. I was finally starting to forget you, and then you just had to bump into me. I was annoyed at first, because it seemed so intentional, like you wanted to hurt me. Then, when I was starting to move on, you'd show up to hurt me again. My fingers are all nice and wet with your spit now. You seem like you want my fingers to stay in your mouth. But I plan to finish this. I want my revenge on you. And what better way to get my revenge than to torture you with just my hand? Do you hear that? How wet my hand is? Doesn't it sound lovely? You could have had more of this. Me pinning you down, getting on top of you, and stroking you with both of our spit in my hand. You could have had this every fucking day. Look at you squirm. You don't know what to do with yourself. The pleasure is too much, isn't it? Especially after I edged you twice. And now I'm playing with your balls? You must be ready to explode. Do you like being taken advantage of that much? Does seeing me spit in my hand this much make you wish you never listened to Michael? Can you even think anymore? All I need is my hand to make you come, huh? Pathetic. Do you like having spit on your face, huh? You like being my little boy toy, right? You could have walked away and never batted an eye at me. But no, you stopped. I knew I had to take this opportunity. You're throbbing. You can't handle it? You're gonna pop? Don't worry. I won't stop this time. I won't stop. Come for me, good boy. Come for me, you dumb little whore. Yes! Don't stop. No? I'm not stopping, remember? I'm going to keep jerking, stroking, jacking, and pumping this fucking cock until I get every last drop. Yes! Keep shooting, slut. Keep fucking shooting. Yes! Yes! Oh, keep coming, my good boy. Keep coming. Oh my goodness! Look at the mess you've made! Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. What the? Did you just pass out? Hey! Wake up! Oh well. Wow. That was fun. I should have taken advantage of him sooner. It was so easy. Look at how much of it got on my hands. Let me just... Oh, it's delicious. I see someone stuck to their diet. Now, Michael's house. I definitely need revenge on him. Look at my dumb little whore. So pretty, all passed out and drained with cum everywhere. I think he'll be fine if I leave him here. Honestly, Michael should know that he needs me. Can't wait to give Michael a piece of my mind. Ah, that son of a bitch needs a little correcting. Greetings and goddess blessings to all. Hi, Sivus Elnir here. Just letting you know, whatever it is you're into, whatever it is that floats your boat, Keep it safe, sane, and consensual, or in the realm of fantasy. Practice your kink safely, and you're A-okay, you're perfectly fine. There is no shame here. Also, if you need a break after what I can only describe as a little bit of a rougher script, given all the non-consent, do feel free to take a break. Perfectly fine. Do whatever it is you need for aftercare. It is highly endorsed. Further on, stuff from Gunwald Audio supposedly has started appearing in other places. If you are in those other places, that's perfectly fine. I won't blame you. I myself upload to Audio Chan every now and then, which is, like, not really... It's not really, like, a Gunwald Audio contender. It's more so a file hosting site. But still, like, if you found this in a different place than Gunwald Audio, know that this was made for Gunwald Audio first and foremost, and exists for everything else secondarily, but also you're fine if you prefer wherever you are. Just know that my stuff releases on Gunwald Audio and my personal fanzine first. And that's all. Well, that's the postamble? Is that the postamble? Preamble is in the beginning? That makes this a postamble, yeah. Anyway, that's the postamble ramble done. Bye!